much. A very in-depth subject. And it was difficult to know just what to read as we approach a subject like this. Now I'm going to pull out some sheets of paper here. I won't touch all of this. This is just basically references to where I've been reading, and I will make references, but just scripture readings, that's all they are, just scripture references. The blue letter Bible comes in handy for that kind of thing, because you can just print off pages as you will. So that's what I've done there, because we'll make reference to some of these things, but a tremendous subject. And we'll read first, and then I'm going to start with a question, because it's really been something that's been burning into my mind about the tabernacle in general, but as we think of these things as well. So Exodus 26, first of all, of course, as we think of the veil. Verse 31 of the chapter. Exodus 26, verse 31. And thou shalt make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen of cunning work. With cherubim shall it be made. And thou shalt hang it upon four pillars of shittim wood overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold upon the four sockets of silver. And thou shalt hang up the veil under the tashes, that thou mayest bring it thither within the veil, bring in thither within the veil the ark of the testimony, and the veil shall divide unto you between the holy place and the most holy. And thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy place, and thou shalt set the table without the veil, and the candlestick over against the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south, and thou shalt put the table on the north side. And thou shalt make a hanging for the door of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen wrought with needlework. And then we'll jump into chapter 27, verse 16. And for the gate of the court shall be an hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen wrought with needlework, and their pillars shall be four and their sockets four. Now, we could read many other passages, but let's go over to chapter 40 of the book of Exodus, please. Of course, if we could read in chapter 35 and 36, we would read there again about how it was constructed. We've just read, really, God's instruction to Moses in chapter 26. Chapter 35 into 36 and so on, we'll be reading there concerning how it was constructed. And then we come to chapter 40, and really in chapter 40 we're going to see what exactly was done. And obviously you've got in this chapter the erecting, if you could put it that way, of the whole of the tabernacle. And verse 8 says, and thou shalt set up the court round about, and hang up the hanging at the court gate. So the gate is hung up. And we find also in this chapter that the door is hung up, and this is what happens when you use three Bibles when you're studying and you think you know exactly what verse you're looking at, and it's hard to find when you use another one. But in the chapter we find obviously that the door was hung, and we find also in the chapter that the veil was hung. But there's really one thing in this chapter, and you'll notice, and we don't need to read it, but you will read it if you read the chapter, but it's in a lot of these verses, And it is this particular expression, as the Lord commanded Moses. And we read that down through this chapter in relation to the furniture and in relation to the structure itself. As the Lord commanded Moses. Now that's all we'll read. We'll probably make reference to other verses as we go along. But really the question that's been in my mind is this. And perhaps you've thought about it, maybe you haven't thought about it, but my